foods and exclusive spirits. More on legrandepicerie.lu.
Good morning, I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, a 27-year-old man was found dead in a house in Merle on Sunday evening, with a suspect of the same age subsequently arrested. The victim had been attacked with a sharp object and his body was discovered at the scene. The European Central Bank has fined Luxembourg's bill €3.255 million euros after finding the bank had breached an earlier ECB decision on calculating expected losses. It comes as the bank's main shareholder, China Legend Holding, seeks a buyer for its 90% stake, with the remaining shares held by the Luxembourg state. SP98 petrol prices rise by 3.9 cents from today to €1.81 a litre, after a brief decline linked to the Iran conflict. SP95 and diesel remain unchanged. In other news, three people were injured, some seriously, in a bomb attack at an apartment building in Monaco last night. A couple and a 13-year-old boy were hurt. French media report that Ukrainian businessman Vadim Emolyev may be among the victims. A man is said to have left a backpack in the building shortly before the explosion and is now the subject of an intense manhunt. Six people have been killed in a shooting at a shelter for young mothers in Stade in Germany, reportedly linked to a custody dispute. The 45-year-old attacker was arrested after a short chase. The victims were all youth service workers, while the mother and her three-month-old child at the centre of the dispute were unharmed. Mixed signals over further US-Iran peace talks. President Trump says negotiations will continue today in Qatar at Iran's request, but Tehran says no new meeting has been set, with only technical-level talks ongoing. The death toll from the Venezuela earthquake has risen above 1,700, with thousands injured and many still missing. The US has stepped up its assistance, sending 130 troops to the disaster zone, while the port at La Guaira, one of the worst hit areas, has reopened, improving the flow of humanitarian aid. And top international stars, including Katy Perry, Robbie Williams and Lenny Kravitz, are set to perform at open-air concerts in Kirchberg this week. Final preparations are underway at the Lux Expo site ahead of Wednesday's opening show with The Offspring. Organisers have overhauled the security concept following the Crans-Montana tragedy, running evacuation simulations and adding new emergency exits. Moving to sport, and Germany has crashed out of the World Cup at the hands of Paraguay in the last 32 after losing 4-3 on penalties following a 1-1 draw last night. It marks the first time that Germany have ever lost a penalty shootout at a World Cup. In other matches, Brazil squeezed past Japan 2-1 to book their place in the last 16. Morocco has defeated the Netherlands in a 3-2 shootout win following a 1-1 draw after extra time. For more on these stories and for the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu. While June won't exactly go out with a bang, the final day of the month will be warm, but not quite the blistering heat of last week. Expect some clouds in the sky, maybe even a spot of rain in the afternoon. And temperatures will range from 16 to 18 degrees this morning, warming up to highs of 27 to 29 degrees.
RTL Today traffic info.
And the traffic, let's see. We've got 5 minute delays on the M3 in Frisange. There's reports of a broken down vehicle with one lane closed on the... Oh, sorry, my page is just refreshed. Between Lawrenceweiler and Grunwald on the A7 and 8.3 kilometres of tailback there. 5 minute delays on the CR168 between Eschborgart and Schifflorns on the CR170. 20 minute delays on the A31 Canfin towards the A3 at Doodlaunch. And another 20 minutes on the A4 between Remmerich and Pompier. There's also 15 minute delays on the A13 Perleborg towards the German border. Speed checks are in Oberanvin on the Rue and Athana in the afternoon, in Ellerange on the Rue de Mondreconge, in Fulin on the N15, and in Luxembourg on the Rue des Aubepines. And stay up to date with all the traffic at today.rtl.lu/mobility/traffic.
RTL Today Radio.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
Right, Sasha, I've got a truth or tale coming your way.
Oh, good. Yeah, excellent. Quiz. We're looking forward to that.
Apparently today is International Social Media Day, so it's going to be based on that.
Okay. Oh, well.
Along with that, we've got some concert tickets to give away. The competition we launched yesterday to see Gorillaz has been going great guns. Lots of people entering that one. And I'll remind you how you can get your name in the hat as we'll be closing that one at the end of the show this morning. And we've also got tickets to see a band called Beirut, who are going to be playing at Neumünster. Actually, later this week, I think it is. So all that.
I've just worked out one could have, you know, a wonderful Wednesday night. Mm. If you're an England fan, you could watch the game at 5, I understand.
I was just looking, actually, it's 5 UK time, BST.
Okay, so 6 o'clock,
yeah.
And then go to the Offspring.
Perfect.
That sounds like a good night out.
Done and dusted. Oh God, it could get rowdy. Yes, absolutely. That's a good way to spend your Wednesday. It's true.
It would be.
Way to go. If you want to get in touch with the show, 621-525-5000. If you're up all night watching the football or up early this morning, yeah, some major results. And looking forward to John's Ballin' with Baker report at 9 o'clock.
Oh yes, Germany out.